The stars in the sky when you look up at night appear at first glance to be pinpoints of light, but study them closely, they're not all alike. Oh, be a fine girl, kiss me. The hot stars are blue and the cool ones are red. Yes, color tells temperature, that's what I said. Some stars are still living and some are long dead. Oh, be a fine girl, kiss me. The hottest blue stars we consider type O. The cool ones are M-class, confusing, I know. The system was standardized quite long ago. Oh, be a fine girl, kiss me. Look up in the daytime and what do you see? Our warm yellow sun, which we know is class G. A star like the others, but special to me. Oh, be a fine girl, kiss me. As Hertzsprung and Russell said time after time, the main sequence stars queue up in a straight line. Their black body curves tell you every star's kind. Oh, be a fine girl, kiss me. The stars clump together not by twos and threes, but hundreds of billions to form galaxies. And there are a good 100 billion of these. Oh, be a fine girl, kiss me. Today's population of stars we call one. A nearby example would be our own sun. They're quite rich in metals and tend to be young. Oh, be a fine girl, kiss me. The first population of stars we call two. Just fusion reactors, and what did they do? Produce heavy elements, planets, and you. Oh, be a fine girl, kiss me. In 5 billion years, our sun's life will draw short. We can't say exactly its ultimate course. Expand to red giant or shrink to white dwarf. Oh, be a fine girl, kiss me. I've studied the stars of each possible kind. I'm happy to watch them for quite a long time. And don't you just love how they twinkle and shine? Ooh, be a fine girl, kiss me.